the Macho Man Randy Savage, and when I want to catch up on all the sports, I listen to the Randy Harris Show. That's the bottom line.
Hello.
All sorts of craziness. What, Matthew?
I was just going to welcome you back to the show.
Oh, that's right. I blew your job for you. I apologize.
So I like it. It's nice. I get paid, and I didn't have to do any work.
Exactly. So coming up momentarily is your president and CEO of Visit Anaheim. And since we're staying over in Anaheim, I thought it would be good, not just for us, but when you come to L.A., when you come to Anaheim, you know, and I always do these segments for this reason. You know, when you come to a city, you know why you're going. You're going to the Super Bowl. You're going to go to Disney World. But there's other things to do while you're going to that area. And that's why we do these.
L.A. is filled. Well, you know, we talk about L.A., it's like the L.A. basin, you know, and we consider Anaheim L.A., even though it isn't L.A., it's close enough. There's tons of things to do.
Right.
Yeah. Not just it. By the way, Disneyland, a little bit different from Disney World. Have you checked it out?
Yeah. What is the difference between those two? Other than location, obviously.
Disneyland is a little bit smaller. Disneyland is a little bit smaller. It's the original D. Okay. And it's quainter. You know, Disney World is, you know, I mean, it's an entire city, as you know, as we live in Florida. So Disneyland is just kind of, it's kind of like stepping back in time. You know, it feels different. Everything is much easier to get to, but it's tiny compared to Disney World. So it depends on what
Disneyland is tiny. I kind of got that feeling when we walked there last night.
Yeah, it's a much smaller.
See, I'm in trouble at home, so I had to go and buy all sorts of Mickey stuff from from Disneyland.
Oh.
Got some shirts and this and that and whatever. So I just messed up that next interview because Pacific time and Eastern time kind of got thrown.
Oh.
So yes, our guest that was scheduled for now, he was thinking it was Pacific time, but it was Eastern time, and I'll fix it later.
So maybe the rat that you guys were speaking of at Old One Buck, or the Ice Palace, or whatever it's called, where Randy Grimes said the rats were huge. Maybe that's where Disney came from. Maybe that rat went over to Orlando and started a whole new Walt Disney World
with Mickey Rooney.
It's the same guy, same rat.
It's the same rat. That's rat. Where the name for Mickey Mouse came from was Mickey Rooney.
Is that right?
That's right.
Oh, that's an interesting little tidbit there, Randy. Yeah. Look at you.
Look at me.
Filled with Disney knowledge.
All right, so just to, at least for the next couple of minutes, as we'll be waiting for David Feldman, there's a football game coming up on Sunday.
There is.
Is there excitement back home about this game?
No.
I don't think so.
I don't, nobody's even talking about it, honestly. Like it's kind of just... I think everybody expects it to be a blowout. That it's just they're just going to hand the Lombardi Trophy to the Rams. I don't know. I don't feel
like that's what they thought about. That's what they thought about. You know, the Raiders and the Bucks, the same situation. I have a feeling it's going to be an upset again. I have a feeling that the Bengals are going to pull this off, and I love it when the underdog does so because the Bucks did it with both of their Super Bowls. They were not favored to win, and then not only did the Buccaneers win, but they spanked the competitor. And I think people are going to be surprised. I think they're not really giving Joe Burrow the credit that he deserves.
I think Joe Burrow deserves all the credit in the world, and I see the Rams winning by 11.
11, huh?
I'm not changing.
Okay.
You know, I could change as we get closer, but as of right now, I think the Rams are a better team. I do. Even though
I do too.
Even though Cincinnati beat the 1-2.
You're right.
And the Rams tried to let the Bucs win. They tried, and they still couldn't give that game away.
Yeah.
So I have a bad feeling, the bad feeling being that, you know, that the Rams are going to win this.
Well, the Rams kind of have the Buccaneers number throughout history, you know, 1999, 1979.
Well, you know, one bad call and almost a fist fight, you know, on the field.
I hate it when we end up playing the Rams. I always feel like we're going to lose, and then we do.
I was there in, you know, was it 99? I was at that game.
99 game.
I was.
I hadn't moved home. I hadn't moved back yet, so I was not. But I remember the 79 game, but I believe that was a year of the strike, too.
When I came back in 99, and I won't give, the statue of limitations is over, but I flew back, and it was late at night, and I got pulled over by the police literally 2 miles from my house. and I was tired. I mean, I don't drink, but my eyes were bloodshot. And
why were you pulled over? You were swerving?
I was probably driving fast.
Oh, okay.
Trying to get home.
All right.
So the police pulled me over, literally 2 miles from my house, and, you know, what are you doing? Why are you in such a hurry? This, that, the other. I said, sir, literally, I just got off the plane from, you know, St. Louis. I'm tired. He goes, you've already had a bad enough night. Then he let me go.
Oh, that's yeah. From the game?
Yeah. Yeah.
See, cops can be.
They can. You know, they definitely can. So, Matt, give me your opinion, and then I will go the other way.
Of the game, of the outcome?
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's a safe bet to go with the Rams. I think it's their year. I think they got the star power. I think they're at home. I feel like this is just the year of California shutting down and crippling, you know, like their livelihoods out there. And the people are going to rally behind it because they need this. The community needs this to uplift them, to give them some hope and some spirit. So I think they got the morale, the motivation. And they got the more talent on the gridiron.
Well, we'll have to wait and see what happens on Sunday.
Now, I know you guys are live on Media Row. I don't know if anybody's speaking of it, but I guess the commissioner is going to speak on the legal issue surrounding the Dan Snyder, the owner of the Washington Commanders, is facing sexual allegations. 6 people have testified now to the Senate committee. In the allegations, and now they're bringing it up in the middle of media week, or, you know, just a few days before the Super Bowl. Is it appropriate to drag this through at this time, like to take the shine away from these players that have worked so hard to get to the greatest game of their career?
I don't think it takes the shine away. I think, because if it was involving the Rams or the Bengals, perhaps, but since it's Washington in and out of the news for stuff all year long. I mean, they're starting
Dang
to sound
Washington
like,
Redskins.
They're starting to sound like the Russians, okay? Because, by the way, the Russians are back in the news again for possibly doping. It just came out. And so they're already on that 2-year suspension thing. So Russian figure skaters, positive drug tests after winning the gold in the team event. It's delaying the medal ceremony. This is a source that's coming out, and they're reporting they're not naming who it was, but International Olympic Committee has delayed the medal ceremony for the team figure skating competition, citing legal issues. But according to a report, it's a Russian skater has tested positive for drugs. Yeah. So there you go. Those darn Russians. Can't they just keep it clean?
No.
So how are the Olympics out there? I mean, is anybody speaking of the Olympics on Media Row? Is it conversation point? Because we know there's a long history with the 1932 boycott of the Olympics in L.A. Are people talking about the Olympics out there? Because here, I didn't even know they were on until my daughters played like the downhill skiing yesterday, and then I saw it. But it's as silent as the Super Bowl coming up.
Yeah, no, I haven't heard a peep about it.
No, I haven't heard a peep. I just occasionally, when I've gone into a bar or something, it might be up, and then no one's even paying attention. So it's kind of a weird Olympics for sure. Usually there's a huge buzz, but I'm not seeing it.
Now, I know.
I mean, the most I'm seeing is controversy about the Russians.
Well, I know the Winter Olympics is different, but I mean, will MMA ever make it to the Olympics, Randy? Like, will they ever allow mixed martial arts as an Olympic sport?
No. Again, it's not that they won't allow it. I just don't see it happening because of the damage that happens. Now, I know back early day, you'd fight 3 times in a night. So if you can fight 3 times in a night, why can't you fight 4 times in 2 weeks? But, you know, recoup. And I just don't see them ever putting that kind of tournament together in such a brutal sport. Now, I know boxing, you know, they do, you know, still have boxing and, you know, where you do box a couple events, but I just don't see it happening. I'd love to see it. I would love to see what country would be so dominant. You know, who do you think would be some of the top seeds? Obviously, you know, the U.S., obviously Brazil.
Yeah,
but,
Russia.
You know, some of these other countries come strong.
Thailand?
Oh, no, Russia, we're not going to, because they're
Because they'd be monsters.
Well, I mean, well, the Brazilian's dope, too. I mean, Anderson Silva dopes, like, allegedly. But, yeah, I mean, they all dope.
Here's my prediction. Here's my prediction. So I'm going to break down, and I'm going to say, yes, they will have MMA in the Olympics in the year 46. And your winner of the very first heavyweight gold medal in mixed martial arts Olympic history would be no other than Fedor.
I mean,
Fedor.
Yeah.
Can't I'm thinking not, Fedor to win it in 40 years from now. He's 60 now.
I mean, he can fight Arlovsky for it. Arlovsky can fight him for it.
I'm good with that.
No, I see what you mean, though. But the amount of damage that they take, it would be hard to do that as a winter sport.
Yeah, it would be hard. Well, winter sport, summer sport, hobby sport, I just think it would be difficult. But it could be done. But I don't think that the best, you know, fighter would always win because, you know, that somebody's going to – if you get knocked out, you're not going to be able to fight. You know, especially with sanctions nowadays and everything that the boxing commissions and athletic commissions have had to do, if you get knocked out, you're suspended for like 6 months.
They'd have to modify the rules, and it wouldn't be the same. That's what would have to happen because, honestly, when you're talking about other countries, you know, fighting other countries in the ring, it gets political, whether you want to believe it or not. You know what I mean? So then when you've got real damage being done to their athletes – and maybe so. You know, I think you're opening a whole can of worms. Just think it's too brutal.
What about the 5-on-5 MMA tournament? You have a 5-on-5.
Have you ever seen that wrestling?
I have.
After this show, I'll explain it to her real quick, Matt. So after the show, I want you to YouTube 5-on-5 MMA fight.
It sounds horrific.
It's awesome.
It's great.
It's Royal Rumble. Wow. It's 5-on-5 fist fight. And so when you submit a guy or you knock him out or whatever, or he taps out, it's now 5-on-4. Now 5-on-4, two guys are bashing this dude's head.
Wait a minute, there could be 5-on-1?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
I think isn't it ends up 5, doesn't it?
It usually does. I mean, or we could just put all of the fighters that are fighting for the gold medal in one ring, like one cage. So you have Russians, 5 Russians, 5 from Thailand, 5 from the U.S., 5 from Brazil. You know, 5 from the Vatican or wherever the country you were going to compete for, Randy. And everybody just goes at it like Royal Rumble style. And the last man standing, or woman, I guess, wins.
Speaking of woman, Ronda Rousey returns to WWE, and she will be wrestling Charlotte Flair as, I believe, the main event of WrestleMania. That's number one. As I'm flipping on the stream TV box, guess what I ran into? MMA. It's sort of MMA related, sort of.
Okay.
It's not the UFC, but it's the PFC.
The professional pillowcase fighting?
It was the pillow fighting championship. They have pillows, and they're swinging these pillows. So ridiculous.
Could that be an Olympic sport sponsored by MyPillow?
It couldn't be. Well, yeah, I mean, you know, very possibly it could be.
Yeah, I mean, how much damage do you take off of a pillow? I mean,
if they have curling, why not pillow fighting?
We need to hit this break. When we come back, let's reach out to David Feldman as we get ready for Knucklemania 2, which is next week in Miami. So let's take care of the business. David Feldman, when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8-Man Strong, Staff Zone, the Hyatt House in Anaheim, and Odd Sock Official. We'll be right back.
If I listen to your life, would you say?
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, everybody. This is Jay Johnstone from the Phillies, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
The Firestone Grand Prix of St. Petersburg, presented by RP Funding, roars through the streets of beautiful downtown St. Petersburg, February 25th to the 27th. Tickets are on sale now at gpstpete.com. It's fast, fun, family entertainment, jam-packed into all 3 days. 10 races in all are on the weekend schedule. The big NTT IndyCar Series race takes the green flag on Sunday afternoon. It all happens at the Firestone Grand Prix of St. Petersburg, presented by RP Funding, February 25th to the 27th. Get your tickets at gpstpete.com.
We will once again broadcast from Radio Row in the upcoming Super Bowl, and very excited to announce that our home base will be the Hyatt House in Anaheim. The Hyatt House is located near Angel Stadium, Disneyland, and the Honda Center, and a short drive from LAX. They also provide free breakfast. Yes, please. From the suites with kitchens or the bunk beds for the kids, they have many options for your experience. Check out these reviews from previous guests. One reviewer said the location was just perfect, while another said the hotel was great and staff was friendly. If you're headed to visit Anaheim or the LA area, you'll want to call the Hyatt House at Convention Center, your home base as well.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Calling all Rocky Balboa fans, check out the sock collection available at oddsocksofficial.com. If you're a Breaking Bad fan or WWE or South Park, check out the sock collection available at oddsocksofficial.com. Scarface, Godfather, Back to the Future, and Jaws, and many others available at oddsocksofficial.com. Double Dare, SpongeBob, Street Fighter, and did I mention Rocky Balboa? All available at oddsocksofficial.com. That's oddsoxofficial.com. If you can't find a pair to wear, then why do you have feet?
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Anthony Davis, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Oh, yeah, that old school jam.
Randy's out in L.A. with Leslie on Media Row, Super Bowl 56 just around the corner. I'm broadcasting live from the Tan Talk Studios here in Clearwater. And let's catch up with Randy and Leslie, see what's going on out there in L.A.
Yep, we are back on Radio Row. A lot of cool stuff going on here in L.A. as we get ready for Super Bowl LV1, or is it I? It's LVI, right?
Yeah.
Okay, which is this Sunday. But next week, I'm excited about this weekend, but I'm excited even more for next week as it's the return of Knucklemania, Knucklemania 2 down in South Florida. Let's welcome back to the program in the official BKFC segment, your president, David Feldman. Dave, how are you? It's not like it was in Miami, but it's a whole lot better than it was in Tampa for sure. So excited to be here, but I can't wait to get home and get down south. I know that it's used over and over, the most anticipated. And this time, I really believe it. It's the most anticipated BKFC event, bare knuckle, and Mike Perry on the main card in the main event.
No, absolutely. I think it's the it's definitely our most stacked card from top to bottom. It's a great card. It's got a lot of intrigue there with Mike Perry fighting Julian Lane in the main event, Luis Palomino battling Martin Brown for the championship. We also have Chad Mendes making his debut. I mean, there's a lot of really exciting factors there. The women's championship match, so many different things on this card, and then the undercard is just stacked unbelievable. This is absolutely the most stacked card we've ever had in BKFC history. I think this is a really good event for us to turn the corner just a little bit more and just had some unbelievable, tremendous television news for us internationally just today. Some really big things that are going to help expand us worldwide right now. And another tease that I can't tell you, but a mind-blowing announcement that we're going to have actually at Knucklemania next week. So make sure you tune into that at Bare Knuckle TV.
Yeah, for everybody that won't be down in Miami, make sure you tune in. How, you know, you mentioned obviously the whole card, and it is stacked, and you have two of the new acquisitions with Chad and Mike. Do you have a conversation with these guys, you know, to try to let them understand what they're about to do? It's not obviously MMA. It's not boxing, obviously. It is totally different. And a lot of times guys think they know what they're in for, but they don't until they get in there.
Yeah, you know what, though? I don't have that talk, and I don't have that talk for this reason. Like, I feel like what we've witnessed is most guys in their first fight, they let it all hang out. And I think if I kind of warn them off a little bit, that you don't know what you're about to get involved in, that they're not going to go out there and give it 110% and really just let it hang out. I think that they, you know, they almost get caught into this like buzzsaw, and they have to just you know, sit there and fight everything off. And I'm expecting Chad Mendez to have a tremendous fight against Thames. Thames, who is Joshua Alvarez, who is a very, very talented kid. Definitely didn't train at all for the last fight. Told me, you know, he came in, he had a 16-second knockout and thought that he was going to do the same thing in a second fight, so he didn't train. Trained unbelievable for this fight, so I think it's going to be a surprise for a lot of people. And Mike Perry versus Julian Lane. I mean, two guys that don't have reverse gear, just know how to come forward, get hit, get dropped, get back up, and, you know, battle it out for their entire night. I'm really looking forward to this one. Last time we were at Hard Rock, I remember just looking over to the crowd, and my wife would actually say to me, she said, "What are you looking at?" And I'm like, "I can't stop looking at this crowd. Can you see that there's 4,200 people that just came out to this event? This is unbelievable." Like, that was a really big turning stone for us. So I'm excited to get back to the Hard Rock Casino in Hollywood, Florida. Excited for Knucklemania 2, probably the best name in combat sports. So I'm really, really excited about this event.
You know, I know that you mentioned the female title fight, and I'm hoping that it's getting the exposure that it deserves. That is probably the odds-on favorite, and I'm in Los Angeles, not Las Vegas, so I shouldn't be talking about odds, but that probably could be the fight of the night, because they're both great fighters, but one is just a maniac.
Yeah, I mean, but, you know, if you look at what Martin Brown did his last fight against Bobby Taylor, this guy is tough as nails. He hits like bricks, and he just walked right through him. Like, he got cracked on his chin with Bobby Taylor's best shot and just walked right through him, and that doesn't happen with anybody. Bobby Taylor puts guys to sleep. So, I mean, you know, we know what Luis Palomino brings each and every time. Probably the most well-rounded bare-knuckle fighter that we have on the roster. It's going to be a tremendous fight. I can't wait for that one. I can't wait for any of the fights. You know, the women's fight, I think we're going to see a lot different of a Britton Hart. I think we're going to see the same Christine Ferreira. So I think we're going to have an unbelievable war there as well. And these undercard fights, like, I got Brian Foster coming out. So many guys, Yuli Diaz, owner of the fastest knockout in combat sports history. Just so many things to, you know, next week, Saturday, February 19th at the Hard Rock Casino, live on the Bare Knuckle TV app. It's going to be an insane show. I can't wait. Can't wait to have you guys there. I think there's going to be a lot of hype around this event. Coming closer to fight week, so many different stars are reaching out now for tickets. So I really, truly can't wait for this event. It's going to be the best Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship event in history.
We are as excited, and Yuli, I have on Radio Row on Friday, and I'm just going to ask him to show me that he can get that leap better this time.
Maybe he can get a 2-second knockout.
So Dave, who is Yuli fighting? Have you released that?
I can't. We just got a replacement. He was fighting Melvin Gillard, as you know, and Melvin, the Florida State Athletic Commission, didn't think that he should be fighting. He went and got all his medicals, and he passed all his medicals, and he was ready to fight. And I sided with the Florida State Athletic Commission and just said, "Look, it's not for this time around. It's just not going to happen." But Nate has a guy. He fought for us in Montana. He's 1-0. I'm sorry, my man. I can't remember your name, but he's fighting Yuli Diaz. He's a 1-0 bare knuckle fighter. He has 18 mixed martial arts fights. I'll get you that name, but It's going to be a tough fight. Look, we know one thing about bare knuckle fighting, that every fight's a tough fight, right? If the guy can fight at all, every fight's a tough fight, and this is going to be another test for Yuli, who looked sensational last time at the Hard Rock Casino, you know, coming out with a loss, but I mean, fighting, you know, one of the best UFC fighters in history.
And speaking of amazing fights, I mean, let's just go back to Jackson just a short couple of weeks ago. Like, what an amazing title fight you had for Caleb Harris versus Elvin Brito. Like, what an amazing night. The fans surely came out in Jackson, obviously a smaller town, not, you know, South Miami, but what an impact, what a show, what a vibe, and how are you about, how do you feel about the turnout and the show?
I love it. I mean, look, this thing's just getting better. The product's getting better. The fighters are getting better. The production's getting better. More and more fans are coming to the events. More and more fans are tuning into the events. It's just growing, you know, it's growing like wildfire. But what we really don't know is, because we don't see it here, right? We're here, so we don't see what's happening internationally. This thing has exploded in Russia. It's exploded in Thailand. It's exploded in Europe and in the UK. This thing is really, really big. I mean, we're on par with any other combat sport promotion in the world right now overseas.
All good stuff. The future is bright. It's so sunny, we all need sunglasses. Dave, thank you very much for your time. Looking forward to seeing you next week down in South Florida.
I'll see you next week. Don't forget to tune in February 19th on the Bare Knuckle TV app. Download it now.
There you have it. There's your president, Dave Feldman. Good friend of the program. We will see him next week. Let's go hit the bottom of the hour break, coming to you live from the Las Vegas. I did it again. The Los Angeles. I want to be in Vegas so bad. I'm in the L.A. Convention Center. Radio Row, as we get ready for the big Super Bowl. Obviously the Rams. Obviously the Bengals. We are brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone, as well as the Hyatt House of Anaheim and Oddsock Official. We'll be right back.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Jim Palmer, and I'm talking sports with Randy Harris.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
The Firestone Grand Prix of St. Petersburg, presented by RP Funding, roars through the streets of beautiful downtown St. Petersburg, February 25th to the 27th. Tickets are on sale now at gpstpete.com. It's fast, fun, family entertainment, jam-packed into all 3 days. 10 races in all are on the weekend schedule. The big NTT IndyCar Series race takes the green flag on Sunday afternoon. It all happens at the Firestone Grand Prix of St. Petersburg, presented by RP Funding, February 25th to the 27th. Get your tickets at gpstpete.com.
We will once again broadcast from Radio Row in the upcoming Super Bowl, and very excited to announce that our home base will be the Hyatt House in Anaheim. The Hyatt House is located near Angel Stadium, Disneyland, and the Honda Center, and a short drive from LAX. They also provide free breakfast. Yes, please. From the suites with kitchens or the bunk beds for the kids, they have many options for your experience. Check out these reviews from previous guests. One reviewer said the location was just perfect, while another said the hotel was great and staff was friendly. If you're headed to visit Anaheim or the LA area, you'll want to call the Hyatt House at Convention Center your home base as well.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza. That's Tour de Pizza.
Calling all Rocky Balboa fans, check out the sock collection available at oddsocksofficial.com. If you're a Breaking Bad fan or WWE or South Park, check out the sock collection available at oddsocksofficial.com. Scarface, Godfather, Back to the Future, and Jaws, and many others available at oddsocksofficial.com. Double Dare, SpongeBob, Street Fighter, and did I mention Rocky Balboa? All available at oddsocksofficial.com. That's odd, S-O-X, official.com. If you can't find a pair to wear, then why do you have feet?
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Cozy Coleman from You're Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
And we are back. This is Knockout Radio coming to you from Tan Talk Studios, Clearwater, Florida. Randy and Leslie are media row in Los Angeles, getting ready for Super Bowl V, whatever, IL. What are the numbers out there?
LVI.
LVI. That equals 56, and the greatest 56 of all time was LT. He absolutely changed the game. And I saw him at Miami at the Super Bowl with you, 54. He was gracious enough to give us a liner and spend some time. Who have you seen on media row this year, Randy? Who's out there walking around in the crowd?
Well, Carson Palmer.
Yeah. You know what? I can barely even stomach this. But Carson Palmer just walked by. He was going to do a sit-down with us, but we had another guest booked up, so we couldn't grab him, and now he's gone. And I basically want to vomit.
I mean, not just a guest. Well, I mean, it's Dave Feldman. He's the president. And he was also my Uber driver in Jackson, so he's pretty important.
He was your Uber driver, or he paid for your Uber?
Well, his son, Junior, was the driver. I hopped a ride with Senior because we shared a plane, and I got a ride to the airport from the airport to the hotel.
Well, that's fantastic.
So I don't know which is more cool.
Sometimes the way these things happen here, you just don't know. You know, the schedule changes. Sometimes someone's available. If you've got a guest on, you can't get them right then.
Don't worry, Leslie. I bumped Barry Sanders, a goat. A legend. Oh, I bought Barry Sanders for two guys that blew me off.
How about that?
The Griffin brothers. How about that? Stood me up.
Barry Sanders probably the top five greatest of all time.
Greatest what?
Lawrence Taylor players, football players. Barry Sanders. Wow. Tom Brady, come on. LT, Barry Sanders, Jerry Rice. Those are my top four.
I'm not saying I disagree.
Who's number five?
Just full of all.
Do not say Marino.
Who's your top?
Do not say
Matt, who's your top?
Oh. Can you name five players? What? Leslie wants to know your top five players. I just want to know, can you name five players?
Yeah, so I want to go with Eli, Peyton, Archie, Cooper, and then the Cooper. Mom. The mom. Well, those are my five Mannings of all time. No, I think for me, it's players who change the position. I think Deion Sanders changed the position. I think Lawrence Taylor changed the position. I think Michael Vick changed the position. I think Brady. Yeah, you got to put Brady up there. He's got all the hardware. And I like LT. LT has definitely Brady changed the position.
There's no more tuck rule.
What? I'm just curious, and I could be wrong. I've been wrong before, but. What did Michael Vick do to change the position that Randall Cunningham didn't do before him?
Oh, that's a good one.
Thank you.
Boom.
Thank
drop
you.
The mic.
Well, thank you.
I mean, I don't know who Randall Cunningham is. I mean, I'm not that old. I don't know. I don't know that guy.
Okay. So you're clarifying it that you believe Michael Vick changed a position because you don't know quarterbacks that are older than Michael Vick.
Well, I came up when it was like quarterbacks like Montana and you know, they just like would stand in the pocket like Elway. You know, they were traditional quarterbacks. They couldn't run, you know.
He wasn't Randall Cunningham, I think, if you're going to say Michael Vick changed the position, Randall Cunningham has to be one of your greatest quarterbacks then. Because I think Randall did, maybe not to the extent Michael Vick did, but Cunningham, to the best to my knowledge, and I do have dementia that I pretend to have, I thought that's what Randall Cunningham did. He got out of the pocket. He ran a lot.
Yeah, he did.
Got booed when, you know, he got drafted, I believe.
Michael Vick didn't play long enough.
Well, that's his fault.
Yeah, but I don't think so. I don't think you can put him in that category just for the longevity reasons because, you know, you get hurt when that happens. You know, Randall played for a long time. I'm going to agree with Randy on this one.
So, look, Michael. Michael Vick is the number one player, number one quarterback with the most rushing yards all time, 6,109. Cam Newton, 5,628. Randall Cunningham, 4,928. And Russell Wilson, 4,689. So you got to put Vick in there. Okay. He's number one.
So
quarterbacks versus an old school quarterback when the game was different.
And he didn't he was in jail for half of those. He was in his prime, unlike, you know, Jim Brown, who went to be an actor in Hollyweird, and, you know, Barry Sanders, who had no line. Vick was locked up during the prime of his career. Just imagine if he would have still played. Nobody's touching Vick. He would be the top five all time ever. Period.
Hey Matt,
I disagree. I would have got hurt.
Hey Matt.
Yeah.
Hey Matt.
Yes, sir.
If my dad had breasts, be my mom.
Wow.
I hate when you say crap like that.
I saw him on Tinder yesterday. So, I swiped right. I like the blue.
Yeah. Well, that nice. Would be a big pop dirt if you saw him on Tinder. I think if you believe Michael Vick changed the position, then you're wrong because Randall Cunningham did.
I mean, yeah, Donovan McNabb was mobile. But they call it the Michael Vick effect. I mean, he actually has a movement. You know, nobody threw Deion's side of the ball. They shut it down.
No, I'm not disagreeing, you know, if you want to put Deion in because he changed the position. I'm just kind of arguing, you know, that it was Michael Vick. Yes, Vick had more yards, but he didn't become the first, you know, scrambling quarterback. You know, and I'm sure Randall Cunningham wasn't the first. But Cunningham still had enough yards that I would say that he changed the position and
you,
not Michael Vick.
You guys are kind. And Fran Tarkington needs to be in this conversation. I mean, it's a different game. But that guy, Fran Tarkington, okay?
Who's that?
And show some respect, all right?
I'm going to help you, Matt. I'm going to help you. Since you called Dan Marino a loser, Fran Tarkington went to four Super Bowls, and he has four conference championship rings, yes. Not Super Bowl rings.
Well, he was a scrambler.
Well,
okay?
Put an asterisk next to that Dolphins like undefeated season. I mean, there's only 14 games. They played like the Little Sisters of the Poor, like the Walmart third shift. I mean, the competition back then wasn't great. And, you know, I think, you know, the Patriots going, what, like 19-0 that one year, even though they didn't win the Super Bowl, was still a better and more impressive streak than the Dolphins undefeated.
You, what? Is that a joke? Is that some sort of a joke? Listen, let me tell you something. Like, yeah, they're the greatest losers. They went all the way and then lost. So that team was the greatest losers. And they lost to the Giants again. Okay? There's a reason that the perfect team is the 92 Dolphins. And that's because nobody else can do it.
But that
nobody
year they won more than 14 in a row. They won like 19 in a row or 18 in a row. Like they went full season, undefeated, and then playoffs and lost one game at the Super Bowl. But they still had a longer streak.
They're good. They got to the playoffs all the time because they're in one of the worst divisions ever. Just now has it become, again, something that's competitive. You know, the Bills are finally good. The Dolphins, I don't know what's going on with them, but to lose 7 and then win 7, that's something. You know what I mean? And then you've got...
Because he refused $100,000.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, maybe so.
Yeah, so he refused $100,000.
Yeah, right, Flores, you're talking about the coach.
Right, Flores.
Yeah.
Let's go hit our final break of the afternoon. Then when we come back, we'll fix my mess up. And we'll talk to the CEO and president of Visit Anaheim when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8-Man Strong, Staff Zone, the Hyatt House in Anaheim, and Odd Sock Official. We'll be right back.
Fireball.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, what's going on? This is Nick Lachey from MTV's Newlyweds, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong. We will once again broadcast from Radio Row in the upcoming Super Bowl, and very excited to announce that our home base will be the Hyatt House in Anaheim. The Hyatt House is located near Angel Stadium, Disneyland, and the Honda Center, and a short drive from LAX. They also provide free breakfast. Yes, please. From the suites with kitchens or the bunk beds for the kids, they have many options for your experience. Check out these reviews from previous guests. One reviewer said the location was just perfect, while another said the hotel was great and staff was friendly. If you're headed to visit Anaheim or the LA area, you'll want to call the Hyatt House at Convention Center, your home base as well.
The Firestone Grand Prix of St. Petersburg, presented by RP Funding, roars through the streets of beautiful downtown St. Petersburg, February 25th to the 27th. Tickets are on sale now at gpstpete.com. It's fast, fun, family entertainment, jam-packed into all 3 days. 10 races in all are on the weekend schedule. The big NTT IndyCar Series race takes the green flag on Sunday afternoon. It all happens at the Firestone Grand Prix of St. Petersburg, presented by RP Funding, February 25th to the 27th. Get your tickets at gpstpete.com.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Cabbage from the UFC, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
And we are back. This is Knockout Radio, coming to you live from Tan Talk Studios. Randy and Leslie are live on Media Row. And my question, Randy, is if Dana White's out there, you know, tell him, thanks for giving Israel Adesanya one of the most lucrative deals in his company history. He signed a new contract, and it looks like he's staying a company man for the UFC. And we can all thank Jake Paul for that, right? Is that who we can thank?
No.
Oh.
No. I don't think Jake Paul had one thing to do with it.
I think Jake Paul put a lot of light on fighter pay, and these guys aren't being treated how they're worth, and there's no union, and there's no care. And yeah, you know, I think Jake Paul absolutely deserves credit for this historic lucrative deal for Izzy. And at the same time, he shared a graphic video of Usman's hand being sliced open to repair ligament damage. And the champ, Izzy, responded with, "There is no super fight. It's bigger than money for Kamaru and myself. We are not fighting in a super fight." And so it's all out there right now.
Well, Kamaru said that he's going to go up to light heavy, that he'll go up and take that belt. And I'm surprised Dana hasn't, you know, really responded, because Dana has always said, you know, that there, it's a competition. It's not about friendship. It's not about country. It's not about any of that stuff. You know, and that's what Dana has always said. And I've always said there's a big difference between a training partner and a teammate. It's two totally, totally different things. Well, and real quick before we go to our I blew earlier, tomorrow, Liddell will be with us here on Radio Row. So right now, let's go out to, and again, totally my fault, let's welcome to the program. He is the president and CEO of Visit Anaheim. Let's welcome to the show, Jay Burris. Jay, how are you?
I'm doing great. Good to talk to you.
Good to have you on. I apologize for earlier. That was totally my blunder, East Coast, West Coast, and such. What I like to do on a lot of these, you know, tourism segments that we do is, as people travel, whether it's, you know, to go to a sporting event or go to an amusement park, you know, like a Disneyland, you know, they almost have tunnel vision. They know this is where we're going, and they don't know anything else that's in that city, that's that state. And that's why I like doing this. There's more than just, you know, Disneyland in Anaheim. And you on, since we are staying in Anaheim, some of the other, and I like to call them hidden jewels, you know, that people that live in Anaheim may know about, but people that are coming to go to Disney to come to the Super Bowl may not, and they need to check out.
For sure, and it's we get that a lot, and it is people think of Disneyland, but even Disneyland has to refresh itself, and they've added the new Star Wars Galaxy's Edge, the only Avengers campus in the world. So they've added a lot, but other than that, we've added new hotels. We've got three new AAA Four Diamond hotels, all of them with rooftop dining. And the beauty of a rooftop bar or restaurant in Anaheim is you get a free fireworks show every night from Disneyland. So it is a great, makes it a little different.
Also, I got to be honest with you, and I hope I don't, you know, talk out of turn to time here, but, you know, we're from Florida. We go to, obviously, Disney World. And if you go to the property, and I'm not ripping Disney, but if you're on the Disney property, it takes you forever to get out. So, yeah, going to these rooftop things, that's the place to go watch the fireworks.
Yeah, have some cocktails, watch the fireworks, enjoy it. It's a great, great thing to do in Anaheim. So
it's wonderful. I used to live down here. I used to live in L.A. Yeah, for a little while. And I would like to know some of the hidden gems of Anaheim. I mean, we always think of, like, what Randy said, Disney.
And Roscoe Chicken and Waffles. We got there last night.
That's amazing. That's an amazing one. But what are some of the other hidden gems that people don't necessarily think of or know about that you could share with us?
Something exciting that's been happening here is the expansion of our craft brewery scene. And we've added more than 20. We have more than any other city in Orange County right now. And so great chance to taste some of the flavors of the area. We've also got the iconic packing house. It's the former Sunkist packing facility for oranges. It's been converted into a gourmet food hall. So you're going to discover a lot of culinary things that you didn't know existed here in Anaheim. So those are great things.
Craft brewery has really taken off over the last, I'd say, last 5 years. It's become something very big all across the United States. So are there tours that people can take? Because one thing you don't want to be doing is driving when you're checking that out. But do you have
tours you can take? And you can find that on our website at visitanaheim.org. But, you know, when they come back again, we've also got other sports to watch here, from the Ducks to our Angels baseball. And, in fact, the Rams called Anaheim home for a long time. So that's our connection with the big game. But lots to see and do. And, of course, being right in the center of Southern California, you're close to the beach, you're close to all the attractions in the area. But that's some of the stuff that's going on in Anaheim we're so excited about.
Good stuff. Jay, thank you very much for your time. Hopefully we got your address. We're going to send you out a care package from 8 Man Strong for coming on and talking to us, as well as a box of socks from oddsockofficial.com. I know you're going to love all that stuff. Hopefully we can talk to you again before we leave here on Saturday.
Thanks so much. Enjoy your stay.
Thanks, Jay. We appreciate it. Jay is the president of Visit Anaheim. Let's go hit a real quick break, and then we'll come back and close out today's show. This is Knockout Radio, coming to you live from Radio Row here in Los Angeles, brought to you by 8 Man Strong, Staff Zone, the Hyatt House in Anaheim, and oddsockofficial.com. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is BJ Upton from the Tampa Bay Rays. You're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
We will once again broadcast from Radio Row in the upcoming Super Bowl, and very excited to announce that our home base will be the Hyatt House in Anaheim. The Hyatt House is located near Angel Stadium, Disneyland, and the Honda Center, and a short drive from LAX. They also provide free breakfast. Yes, please. From the suites with kitchens or the bunk beds for the kids, they have many options for your experience. Check out these reviews from previous guests. One reviewer said the location was just perfect.
while another said the hotel was great and staff was friendly. If you're headed to visit Anaheim or the LA area, you'll want to call the Hyatt House at Convention Center, your home base as well.
The Firestone Grand Prix of St. Petersburg, presented by RP Funding, roars through the streets of beautiful downtown St. Petersburg, February 25th to the 27th. Tickets are on sale now at gpstpete.com. It's fast, fun, family entertainment, jam-packed into all 3 days. 10 races in all are on the weekend schedule. The big NTT IndyCar Series race takes the green flag on Sunday afternoon. It all happens at the Firestone Grand Prix of St. Petersburg, presented by RP Funding, February 25th to the 27th. Get your tickets at gpstpete.com.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today. Get paid today. That's the Staff's Own way.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is George Foreman, and I'm talking sports with Randy Harris.
And we are back. This is Knockout Radio. Winding down this episode, a special edition from Media Row. Randy Harris and Leslie are live at Super Bowl 56. I guess we should probably finish out the show with, like, the actual reason you're in L.A.
No, we're not. We're going to finish out the show with this.
Okay.
Tomorrow's guest has just been confirmed. Now, I had hoped and I had planned, but my good friend just walked over from the UFC PR department. And not only will we have Chuck Liddell on tomorrow, but we will have my brother from another mother, Bruce Buffer, on.
Nice.
As well as your newest strap holder. And I believe she's the next coach on the Ultimate Fighter.
Juliana
Pena.
Wow. Nice.
So, yeah, we're on Radio Row talking my love and my passion, MMA. And I will talk more about tomorrow and Friday, but here's what I liked. Here's what I liked about when AJ was on, and I said it in the interview, how he smiled. And you could see the love and the passion that was back in the undefeated, most dominant Bellator fighter. But you, Leslie, saying the things that you said about AJ, about MMA, and as you know, that's my love, that's my passion. And for you to say it that way kind of revived me as well.
Yeah, you know, he was really, seemed like a really down-to-earth, cool guy as well. It's always nice to see that, especially from brutes like him, in the sense that he's just amazing. He's
the current
champion.
That's the problem. That's the stigma. You know, and the sport has gotten past that. But when it first kind of, you know, and BKFC is going through this, Matt, and you know that. You know that when it first started, they were calling it cockfighting, and it was brutal, and it was this. And nobody understood that most MMA fighters, and we're going to isolate just MMA for a second, but most MMA fighters are collegiate wrestlers.
Yeah.
They're not bums.
No.
They're not homeless. They're not, you know, fighting for dinner.
They're intelligent. They're well-spoken.
Exactly. Yeah. And you know, it's all about competition. Do you get injured? Do you get a leg broken? Do you this? Do you that? Of course you do. But, yeah, I literally loved it. And I know, Matt, you remember when Dana and Oos and all those guys were on in Miami, the recognition that they're getting is so well deserved, and it just makes me extremely happy.
Well,
I got to say, hat to you, Randy, for being in the business before really it became a business. I mean, you were doing this, what, 25 years ago?
It was, yeah.
I mean, you're like the forefront of it. And look what it's turning into, and I just can't wait to see where it goes in the next 10 years as well.
And one of those iconic guys that helped build the platform of the UFC, Chris the Crippler Lieben, has been hospitalized fighting for COVID. So all our thoughts and prayers go out to the Lieben family, and wishing him a speedy recovery through this COVID illness.
No, absolutely. I also neglected, he was credentialed today, and just like I screwed up the time, I screwed up his day. Adam Hunter is scheduled to be on Radio Row tomorrow as well, so we'll be able to laugh a little bit with Adam, because maybe he'll throw a joke or three that he can say on FCC Radio. Before we get out of here, I know we only have about a minute, any closing thoughts, anything back on the home front there, Matt?
No, this is great, man. We're excited to see who's going to come through Media Row. We know it gets more and more exciting as the days go closer to the Super Bowl. So I'm excited about tomorrow's show. And, of course, Liddell, during the Winter Olympics, it's just fitting. So let's get him on.
Only you. Only you would say Liddell because he's the Iceman.
Well, no, he can't be in the Summer Olympics.
Why not?
Well, it won't last very long. And happy National Pizza Day, everybody.
There you go. All right, get back to work. Get back to Tournament de Pizza. I can't wait. I land Sunday morning. I know you're open because it's the Super Bowl, so I will be coming to get my my first official. I was going to say slice. I'm not saying that. My first pie.
You maybe you'll get the first pasta. We made a sample test today of a new pasta linguine, and wings will be on deck on Sunday. So a lot of new stuff coming your way, Randy.
All right, I'll give you a holler later. I want to thank everybody. Thank you, Leslie.
You're very welcome.
We'll see everybody tomorrow. We're going to try to tape some things that we might be able to run, and we're going to hang out and try to grab Carson Palmer and apologize for
my old classmate.
Not accepting
not my classmate, but, you know, we went to school together, Randy.
Well, we'll take care of it. See everybody next week for 8-Man Strong and Staff Zone, the Hyatt House in Anaheim that's been hooking us up, and Oddsock Official. This is Knockout Radio. We'll see everybody tomorrow. She was more like a beauty queen from a movie scene. I said, don't mind, but what do you mean? I am the one who dance on the floor in the round. This is the Tantalk Radio Network. Hey, this is Bumper Pool from the University of Arkansas. We just won the Outback Bowl, and you're listening to Knockout Radio. Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way. 8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong. WTAN, Clearwater. FM 106.1. WDCF, Dade City. FM 102.3. WZHR, Zephyr Hills. FM 104.3.